Boss man. Ain't a whole bunch to that. Something's that. We lost.
Now, what did Coach bounce off
that? Everything. You know? It's me and him. You know? Just let him know that. You know, I'm that pit bull in his yard. If anybody try to intrude, I'm gonna be the one that's gonna bite and protect this home. You know, same thing I've been saying from day one.
Were you upset by the
comments he made publicly on
Saturday?
No question about it. That's what happened when you lose, though. You know, when you lose, there's a whole bunch of room for negativity. And, you know, I don't feed into all this stuff. I don't do no talking. I don't run my mouth. You know. But I mean, you know, Coach got any issues with me, you know, I believe that there are things that I can control. Things that I can get a grip on. But I mean, this is what happens when you lose, you know? You go to the finals, and then the next year, you're out in the first round. This is what happened, you know? I get it, you know? Everybody takes shots at Allen Iverson. It's just unfortunate that I can't punch back.
Are you on the same page?
Yeah, we're on the same page. I don't have no problem with Coach. I mean, I love Larry Brown. You people may not believe it. You don't feel me when I say it, but I do. You know, he's done so much for me in my career. Just helping me be the player that I am. If there's no Larry Brown, I don't think there's no MVP Allen Iverson. You know, he's done a lot for me, helping me as far as on the court and off the court. But I mean, when you lose, this is the type of that happens. I mean, this is what goes on. I mean, when you lose, you know, when you win, everything's everything. Everything's cool, you know. But when you lose, talk about Allen Iverson and Larry Brown. When I know when we win, I get the praise, Larry Brown get the praise. When we lose, it's on me and it's on Larry Brown. And that's something that I just have to accept and deal with, you know. I mean, y'all wonder why I say I'm not the franchise player. I don't feel like I'm the franchise player because look at this press conference. I mean, look what we're talking about. That's why I say I'm not the franchise player around here. I mean, I'm the best player, and I believe that. I feel like I'm the best player in the world. But, I mean, franchise players don't go through this, you know. Franchise players' daughters don't have to go to school and hear, is your daddy coming back? What's going on with your daddy and Coach Brown and da-da-da-da. I mean, she's 7 years old, and that's what she got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it hurt because I know I'm better than that. I know I do all I can for this city, for this team, for this franchise, for my teammates. I mean, I don't think nobody in the world play harder than me, you know, and for me to go through this, it's just tough, man, and I'm tired. I'm tired, you know. I mean, I always said everybody in Philadelphia know, all y'all know, that I want to be here. That ain't no secret. Everybody know I want to be a Sixer for the rest of my career. But I'm tired. I'm hurt, too. I'm hurt, too, you know.
Alan, can you address with the coach concern about your practicing habits? We don't get a chance to see you practicing. Can you clear the air about all that?
Anybody tell you that I miss practice? If a coach say I miss practice and y'all hear it, then that's that. I mean, I might have missed one practice this year. But if somebody say he doesn't come to practice, it can be one practice. Out of all the practices this year, that's enough. That's enough to get a whole lot started. I mean, it's just, that's enough. You know, I told Coach Brown, you know, I mean, you don't have to give everybody in Philadelphia, you know, a reason to why I'm thinking about, I mean, why people thinking about trading me or anything like that. I mean, if you trade somebody, you trade them to make the team better. Simple as that. It's nothing personal or anything like that. And I'm cool with that. I'm all about that. I mean, people in Philadelphia deserve to have a winner. You know, I mean, it's just simple as that. You know, but it's, to me, it's just bigger than that. You know, I mean, it go further than that. You know, I mean.
So you and Coach Brown then settled.
Safe or sporty? We want both. We want a hybrid. So do banks. Today, they're taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach with IBM to personalize experiences with Watson AI while helping keep data secure.
If I can't practice, I can't practice, man. I'm hurt, I'm hurt. I mean, simple as that. It ain't about that. I mean, it's not about that at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's easy to talk about. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. We sitting here, I supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. Not a game, not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We talking about practice, man. We talking about practice. We talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We talking about practice, man. When you come in the arena and you see me play, don't you?
Absolutely.
You see me give everything I got, right?
Absolutely.
But we talking about practice right now.
But it's an issue that you're
coming. We talking about
practice.
Man, look, I hear you. It's funny to me too. I mean, it's strange to me too. But we talking about practice, man. We're not even talking about the game, the actual game, when it matters. We're talking about practice.
Now, is it possible though that from where he's coming from, if you practice, not you would be better, but your teammates?
How the hell can I make my teammates better by practicing? I make them. They supposed to be used to playing with me anyway. Those my teammates. So my game is going to deteriorate if I don't practice with those guys? Is my game going to get worse? I'm asking you. I'm talking about me. It ain't about just everybody else. It's about me too, right? So what about my game? What about my game? Is my game going to get better when some people don't practice on my team? I mean, do that hurt me? You think that hurt me? I mean, honestly, people hurt. People hurt on my team, yeah. But do that hurt me? Do that hurt me as when I go out there for 48 minutes? I mean, do that hurt me? Do it hurt me as a player because this person didn't practice or that person didn't practice because they was hurt? Do it hurt me?
You don't need it as much.
What you mean I don't need it as much? What you mean I'm a superstar? Why? Why am I the superstar? Why am I the superstar? All right.
All
right. So why are we talking about me getting traded or leaving or is a problem with me? No, I'm not. Obviously, I'm not. I mean, I'm not. I mean, you're contradicting the hell out yourself, man. If I'm the best in the world, if I'm the best, if I'm a superstar, then why is this happening, man? Why is this going on? Why do my daughter got to deal with this? Why does she have to deal with this every day she go to school? Why? I'm the franchise player, right? I'm supposed to be the franchise player. Why am I having this meeting, man? Why am I in here talking to y'all about this, man? We are, man. We are. We are. We are, man. We are. I'm upset. I'm upset for one reason, man. Because I'm in here. I lost. I lost my best friend. I lost him. And I lost this year. Everything's going downhill for me. Far as just that, you know. Far as my life. And then I'm dealing with this right here. I don't want to deal with this, man. I don't want to go through this shit. I don't want to deal with this. This is where I want to be, man. I love this place. I love my teammates. I don't have no problems with Coach Brown, man, at all. Coach got problems with me, far as lifting, far as I don't know what this thing's about me coming to practice and all that because I ain't been missing no practice. But he has a problem with me. I don't have no problem with Larry Brown, man. I don't have no problem with this organization at all. I just don't want to go through this, man. That's my only problem. That's the only reason that I'm upset. Because I don't want to go through this, man. I don't want to lose and then all summer have to go through this right here. Why? Why? I mean, I don't feel it is right. You know what I'm saying? I lost. Me and my teammates and my coaching staff, we lost. This organization, we lost. But I mean, I'm the only one going through it. You don't hear nothing about none of my other teammates. You don't hear nothing about that. It's me. I got to deal with it. When we lose, I got to deal with it. Me. And then now it ain't even about me and Coach Brown. It's about him. It's about Allen Iverson. That's it. The ball is in his corner. I mean, I read the little articles and I mean, my friends tell me everything people say, but it's all on me. It's all on me. And I mean, I accept it, but it hurt, man. I mean, it hurt. Because, I mean, it ain't just about just me. It's not just me. Yeah, I got some that I need to take care of, I need to get better in. But everybody do. But you don't talk about nobody but me. But me. That's it. Why? Because I make some money. Because I make money.
You're the reigning MVP?
Yeah. What that mean?
That means that's why they talk about it, right?
Yes. Yes. I'm the MVP, and I got to worry about trade talk. I'm the MVP. I'm the MVP of this league. The best basketball players in the world. In the world. I was honored with the MVP. The MVP, the best basketball player in the world. And when I lose, this is what I got to go through? When I lose, I can't win them all. I'm human. I'm just like y'all, man. I'm just like you. I'm just like you. You might be a little better than me in your eyes or the people that love you in their eyes. You might be a little better than me. But you human, you just like me, right? You just like me. You ain't no different. You just like me. You bleed just like I bleed. You cry just like I cry. You hurt just like I hurt. I ain't no different than you. I ain't no different. But I'm Allen Iverson. I'm a basketball player. You know, I get some money to play basketball.
That's why you're different, right?
I ain't different than you. I'm not.
Introducing 48 square centimeters of 2% cashback earning potential. This is the card built for real life. the new Wells Fargo Active Cash Visa credit card. That's real life ready.
I'm not different than you. You get paid to get on that mic and talk, don't you? Don't you get paid? You get paid to do your job. You get paid to do your job, right? But Allen Iverson ain't nobody. I ain't nowhere near you criticizing you about nothing, cause I'm not. You're a human, man. You do what you do, man. That's your job. That's your job. I ain't here to critique you about what you do. I don't like the way he pronounced that word or this, that, and the third. I don't do that. I don't do that to you.
But you accept the fact that that's part of your job.
Though. What? To be criticized? I'm going to be criticized automatically. I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice.
The question many people have is why you don't think, we kept saying practice, like it's only practice.
I ain't saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's why we in here having this talk, because of practice.
Don't you think great players, MVPs, make their teammates better?
What you mean great players, MVP? That's what I am.
That's what you are.
That's what I am. So it ain't got nothing to do with no practice.
Okay, guys.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. He can talk. Let him talk. You can talk. You can talk. I'm upset because I'm having this discussion right now. I ain't upset about nothing else but just this. Just me having this conversation. For me being here. That's the only reason I'm upset. I ain't upset with you or nobody else in here, man. This y'all job. This is what y'all do. I ain't upset with none of y'all. I'm upset with the fact that I'm here, man. That's it.
In one newspaper this morning, there was a quote attributed to you in which you were supposed to have all people around town. I don't know where the quote...
Phil, you know me, man. You've been with me for 6 years.
I'm trying to find out what that...
You know me. You think I want to leave here?
I saw the quote.
I'm asking you a question.
No, I don't think you do.
That's that. It ain't a whole bunch to that, man. You ain't hearing it from nobody else. You hearing it from me. This me.
That's why I asked.
All right. You think I want to go somewhere?
No.
You think I want to leave Philadelphia?
No.
All right.
But do you think you'll be back?
Hell yeah, I'm coming back. Did I ask him?
What did you? Yeah,
did I ask him? I had to ask my coach, can I come back?
No, as opposed to being traded.
I ain't going nowhere. Larry Brown ain't going nowhere.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah, he told me that.
Both things?
Both.
How come you didn't meet with him on break today?
Because I didn't. What I gotta do? I'm gonna come in here. I'm gonna be the biggest, baddest, strongest bodybuilder in the world, and that's gonna make me the best player in the world. That's gonna make me. If I can do that, if I build myself up and get a whole lot of muscles and come back in here and look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, are y'all gonna give me the MVP award automatically? Will you please do that? If I come in here look swole and big and strong and tough, y'all gonna give me that award, right? Why not? I mean, I've been the MVP, bony as hell.
But this is something.
I've been the MVP, bony as hell. So what I got to do? Y'all tell me what y'all want me to do.
Can I respond?
Yeah.
There are people who suggest, me among them, that instead of shooting 40%, if you were in...
What you know about basketball?
I know...
Have you ever played?
Yes. Have I watched?
I don't know Phil Jackson. I don't know you as a basketball player. I don't mean, for real. I know you as a columnist. Listen, I don't know you as no player, though. I ain't never heard of you as no player.
Why is that an issue?
Why is that an issue? Because we talking about basketball.
Then let me ask my question.
We talking about basketball.
Let me ask my question.
What? What's your question? Philip.
Suppose you shot 43 or 44%.
I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I don't know. That's God. That's in God's hand. I don't know what I don't know. I don't know if that'll help me, if it won't. I don't know. That's God, man. God do that. God do that. That's God, man. God handles all that. He handles that, man. It ain't up to you to say if Allen Iverson do this or if he do that, he can be this or he can be that. I mean, it ain't up to you. It ain't up to everybody in here. It ain't even up to me. It's God. God do that. That's God handles all that. He got more control of my body than I do. He got more control over my body. You know that. God got more control over your body. I don't care how much you eat and how much you eat well and how many weights you lift and all that. If you say you're gone tomorrow, you're gone.
So when you hear the magic,
right?
When magic, right? And Michael Jordan,
hey, right?
I think you've confused tuition.
I confused tuition.
I do.
All right, man. I'm sorry for talking to you. Because why wouldn't I be hurt? I'm hurt because it's an issue. I'm just hurt because it's an issue. It ain't got nothing to do about going to the finals and all that. I'm hurt because I'm hurt because it's an issue. Why are we talking about this? Why are we talking? Everybody on my team, all the rest of the soldiers that went to war with me, enjoying their summer. Enjoying it. But look at me. Look what I'm going through. I got to listen to Phil talk to me about this. For what? It's about summertime. I'm supposed to be with my kids and my wife. Chilling. I got to go through this. This is what I got to go through. This Allen Iverson life in a nutshell. I know I don't do everything right. No, I do. So I'll do a whole lot of that ain't right. Yes, I do. I'm just like y'all, though. Believe me. Like you, I'm just like you. I'm just like you. I might be better, I might not be. But I'm just like you. I'm human, just like you. Just like you. When you understand that, then that'll help you out. That'll make you a better person. Like y'all talking about what's gonna make me a better basketball player. When you understand that people human just like you, then that'll make you a better person. I'm trying to get better. You need to also. You. I ain't no different, man. I'm just like y'all. I bleed like y'all. I cry like y'all. I got feelings just like y'all. I ain't no different from y'all. But I'm Allen Iverson. I'm sitting up here and y'all back there. That's the only thing different. Why are you gonna get rid of
safe or sporty? We want both. We want a hybrid. So do banks. Today, they're taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach with IBM to personalize experiences with Watson AI while helping keep data secure.
Rid of the value commodity. Why would you get rid of them then? You called me the MVP. The world called me the MVP. You talking about getting rid of the MVP for? To make the team better? If it's to make it better, then I'm cool with it. I'm all right. I'm going to win wherever I go. Wherever I go, I'm going to win. I don't care where I go. I don't give a damn what team I go to. I'm going to win. I'm going to win regardless. It don't matter. It don't matter. You talk about making your teammates better, I'm going to make them better. Wherever I go, I'm going to win. Just like they named me the MVP, that's what I am. That's what I always felt like I was. I've been in this league for 6 years. I felt like I was the MVP for 6 years. It ain't about just Allen Iverson, though. I'm going to take the punches. I got to. I'm going to take all the punches. I'm going to take all of them. But it ain't just about Allen Iverson. It's not just about Allen Iverson. Any of y'all that have a heart and that's real about what y'all see in life, y'all know. All y'all know. You just gotta ask questions. You gotta talk. You gotta do your job. That's my man. I love him to death. But sometimes he can't take up for Allen Iverson all the time. He got to do his job. He got to. All the time. I love him to death. When he say something up about me, I still love him. Because he doing his damn job. That's his job. That's what he gotta do. But believe me, it's not about just Allen Iverson. It's not. I'm going to go to war for Philadelphia, man. Every time you throw that ball up, I'm going to go to war. I'm going to fight. I'm going to do some that's wrong, and I'm going to do some that's right. I ain't going to do it all right all the time. Michael Jordan, the greatest player in the world, he ain't do it right all the time. He ain't do it right all the time, but he tried. He gave his effort. That's all you can ask for.
Alan, you said before you love Larry Brown.
Yeah, I love him.
What do you love about him?
Him, as a man. That's what I care about Larry Brown, the man. The coach, that's totally different. But him, the man, that's what I care about, Larry Brown. Yeah, I like him as a coach. Man, he the best coach in the world. I've told y'all a million times he the best. I told y'all. I said that. I can't say it enough. He the best in the world. I ain't never met a coach better than Larry Brown. Never in my life. That don't have nothing to do with why I'm in here right now.
Now, what can you do different this year?
I don't know, man.
Prevent yourself from being this
much. I don't know. All I can do is live, man. That's all I can do. That's all I can do. I got to deal with this all summer. I don't have no problem with Larry Brown. I love Larry Brown. That's my man. That's my man. But in this situation right here, me and him, you know, we ain't tight as I thought we was by this shit happening right now. You know, I mean, I don't talk to y'all. I don't talk to y'all. I don't say nothing, man. I don't say nothing about Larry Brown. I don't talk to y'all. When the shit that hurt me, because when y'all ask him about me, it shouldn't be no comment. Ain't nothing. It don't matter. I mean, and if you gonna get rid of Allen Iverson, then get rid of Allen Iverson. Just get rid of him. Do the trade. You ain't got to assassinate him. You ain't got to assassinate his character. Just get rid of him. Simple as that. I mean, it ain't. Because you're doing it to make the team better, right? You're doing it to make the team better. If Allen Iverson leave Philadelphia, it's to make the team better. So, I don't have no problem. Why would I have a problem with that? I don't have no problem with it. Nobody here should have a problem with it. All the Philly fans, all the Allen Iverson fans shouldn't have a problem with it. Why would you have a problem with it? Because you're doing it to make the team better, right? That's why you're making the move, right? But to assassinate me on the way, to try to make everybody else say, okay, you know, this is why we doing it. This is why, because he don't come to practice, he don't show up on time, he don't lead by example, all that. Motivate me? How you gonna motivate me? Motivate me? I wanna win, man. That's all I care about. I've been in the league 6 years. I got no title, a bunch of individual awards that don't mean nothing. They don't mean nothing, scoring titles. They don't mean nothing, all-star games. They don't mean nothing. Yeah, I can tell my son, yeah, I was an all-star back in such and such. But I ain't never win no championship. That's all I care about, man. That's all I care about. I don't have no selfish bone in my body, man. I've accomplished stuff. I've done things, man. I won scoring titles. I've been MVP. You know, I've been first team All-NBA. First team All-NBA, that means you the best in the world. Out of 5 players, you one of the best. I've done all that. I just want to win. That's all I want to do. That's all I want. I don't have a selfish bone in my body, man.
One more, please.
Do I hope that? I don't know. Yeah, I hope that. I don't want to go through this. It ain't even about really me. You know, I'm selfish to the fact that my daughter got to go through it. My daughter's 7 years old, man. I mean, all y'all ask yourself, you know, just think about that. If y'all had a kid that's able to understand what's going on, and somebody talk bad about their daddy or their mother every day about a damn game, about a game, how would y'all feel? I mean, for real, honestly. Any of y'all that got kids, I know y'all understand. This is what my daughter got to deal with when she go to school every day. Tell your daddy, come home. Daddy, my teacher said, don't leave. Daddy, the girl in my class said, you getting traded. Daddy, this, that, and the third. I mean, for a game, a damn game, a game. I mean, I just a lot of y'all, I don't care what you say, you can try to put your feet in my shoes, they won't never fit. Cause you can't go through what I go through in my life. But just try. Just try to stick your foot in my shoes. Just for one, it ain't even gotta be a damn day. Just for 1 minute. Just for 1 minute. Stick your foot in my shoes and try to deal with what I go through in my life. My best friend, dead. Dead. And we lost. And this is what I got to go through for the rest of the summer until the season start over again. This is what I got to go through. This is my life in a nutshell. And y'all go home and have y'all lovely life, man. Live it up to the fullest.